from Washington, this is VOA News. Islamic captors free U.S. journalist in Syria. California governor declares state of emergency after major earthquake. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Islamic rebels in Syria have freed an American journalist they have held since 2012. Kidnappers turned over Peter Theo Curtis to a United Nations representative Sunday, although the circumstances of his release were not immediately known. In a video that surfaced during his captivity, Curtis said he was a journalist from the northeastern U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, and was being well cared for. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised the release. Secretary Kerry says the U.S. is doing its widespread diplomatic, military, and intelligence contacts and using them to free other Americans held hostage in Syria. Britain says it is close to identifying a man thought to be British as the Islamic State fighter who beheaded American journalist James Foley. The British ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, told the CNN television news network Sunday that Britain is using sophisticated technologies and voice identification to track down the hooded killer shown in a video standing next to Foley before decapitating him. The Sunday Times newspaper reported British intelligence agencies have identified the jihadist, but its sources did not divulge his name. Congo's health minister says two Ebola deaths have been confirmed in a Central African country. Samples from two of eight people in the country tested positive for the virus. Elsewhere, a British citizen who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone was evacuated to Britain. He is being treated in isolation at the Royal Free Hospital in London. This is VOA News. Israel again targeted Hamas leadership Sunday, killing a key financial official it says was responsible for terror fund transactions. The Israeli military says an airstrike on a car killed Mohammed al-Ghul in Gaza City just days after another attack killed three Hamas commanders. Israel says Ghul helped transfer money to build terror infrastructure in Gaza, including tunnels used by Hamas militants to sneak into Israel for attacks. Ghul was among at least 12 Palestinians killed as Israel launched 27 strikes Sunday on Gaza. The Israeli military says Hamas fired 50 rockets into Israel, although no deaths were reported. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down an Israeli spy drone that was approaching its main nuclear enrichment site at Natanz. The Iranian forces say they targeted the drone with a ground-to-air missile and shot it down before it could reach the restricted nuclear site more than 300 kilometers south of the capital, Tehran. There is no comment from Israel. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in parts of Northern California after the region was shaken by its biggest earthquake in 25 years. The 6.0 magnitude quake struck in the middle of the night Sunday, jolting people out of bed and knocking merchandise off store shelves. More than 100 people were injured. The quake was centered between San Francisco and Sacramento. Most of the damage is in and around the town of Napa in Northern California's picturesque winemaking region. A number of buildings were damaged and several burned to the ground when gas pipes were split. Experts warn residents can expect as many as 70 aftershocks throughout the week. Fighters of the Islamic State Jihadist group have captured a major Syrian military airbase in the northeast of the country after days of fighting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some clashes are continuing on the outskirts of the base near the city of Raqqa. The airbase was the last stronghold of the Syrian government in a region otherwise dominated by Islamic State militants. Libya's recently elected parliament voted to label several Islamist militias involved in recent combat as terrorist groups, Edward Uranian reports.
Libya's parliament has declared the Al-Qaeda-linked Ansar al-Sharia and the Libyan Dawn militia terrorist groups. The parliament speaker insisted that the illegal militias are now legitimate targets of Libya's armed forces. He says parliament condemns the acts of war and terrorism of those Islamist militias and will work to quickly end the conflict. Army units waged war on the militias in both Tripoli and Benghazi, but with mixed success. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.